So this morning, I welcome all mothers, mothers-to-be, mothers that were, fathers that are mothers. We'll just cover the whole nine yards this morning because I'm truly grateful for the energy that you give me. And that energy nurtures me, it feeds me. That energy is why I'm here. And I'm so grateful for everyone who has contributed to my growth. And you know what? That's all of you out here. All the conversations I've had, all the talks we've had. You know, one of the president's wives coined this phrase, and the phrase is, it takes a village to raise a child. And you know, it does take a village, and guess what? We're the villagers. Every one of you sitting in here today is part of the village. So I'm calling all mothers today, whether you hold that title officially or not, you nurture the young ones around you. You give them stability. You give them hope for their futures when you ground yourself in the love and the Spirit of God and share that with them. You know, Mother's Day, the origin goes back to the age of the ancient Greeks, the Romans. But here in the United States, why did it take them so long? You know, it was not signed into effect as a holiday until May 1914. Anybody know what president? Woodrow Wilson. Little known president, but boy, did he sign a declaration that has really been magnified throughout this United States. So we're grateful for him too. Millions of people across the globe take this day as an opportunity to honor their mothers, to thank them for their efforts in giving them life, in raising them and being their constant support and well-wisher. I know I do. So this morning, I want to acknowledge those of you who have actually given birth to children. Whether you realize it or not, this was really a special task. I know some of you are probably sitting there all, you know, thinking about all the challenges to actually make that event happen. But think of this. And I was thinking about this the other day. Any other vessel could have been chosen to do this birthing event, to accept the seed that would develop into a child. Wow. But who was chosen? You mothers. You mothers were the chosen ones. Have you ever stopped and realized the magnitude of that? You know, I was reading, I have this book, I can't think of the author, but it's Women of the Bible. And since I'm doing a Bible study, shameless plug, since I'm doing a Bible study, I thought I've been pulling out and looking at all of my material related to the Bible. And in this book, it talked about Mary being chosen to birth the Son, Jesus the Christ. What an honor that was. But have you ever, they have not let us in on those early days of Jesus. But have you ever thought about what Mary must have journeyed through? As a little tot, knowing what she knew, but raising him to be the human that he became. And yes, he had the human part about him. We always glorify the other, but it must have been a chore. And at what point did she realize she had to let go? Because of what he was to become. Don't think I'm weird sitting when I think about stuff like that. I know that there's got to be a deeper message in that. And one of the messages I get is, if you're going to be a part of the process in a child's life, and I'm not a birth mother myself, but I have so many children. Have you had people come up to you and tell you about what you have meant to them and what you have done for them, and how you see a teenager? This, I've attended a graduation of my nephew. You see one of them go off and come into their own and become wonderful men and women. A lot of times I think about that little tot running around. I'm thinking, oh boy, watching this personality. But God is so good. Mary went through the journey and she knew when to let go, which tells me, number one, love them with all your heart and soul, just as Jesus Christ told us to love one another. Steer them in the paths of spirit. Because then, as Mary must have known, you'll know when it's time to let go. When it's time to let them find their way. And you know, if you plant the seed, they'll come into their own spirituality. But planting the seed is what we do as nurturers. My mother made her transition quite a few years ago, but the essence of who she was lives in me today. What you see is a picture of her. It's kind of tough sometimes to live up to that, but we do our best, don't we? Some of us may not have had such a warm, fuzzy upbringing, but that's okay, because you know what? You're here now. Jesus Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. In this instance, what that means is, let the past be the past. Take it and rise up into the man or the woman you are to be today. Whatever relationships you've had in the past with a mother image, if it was challenging, let it go. Forgive. Love. Open your arms to the experience, to the connection. Make peace. You know, I did a lot of things that challenged my mother coming up. But fortunately, Spirit gave me the opportunity to make peace with her. She was a beautiful soul, loving, but you know, she was very deeply Baptist, which is nothing wrong with Baptists. Don't get me wrong, that's okay. But she was staunch to the letter of the law. And sometimes she would leave periodicals on my bed and Unity periodicals. Now as an adult, it blows me away because she planted the seed. She would leave Unity periodicals on my bed. You know, back then, Unity had a lot of stuff for the young folks. Myrtle Fillmore saw to that. And my mother would leave these on my bed, and I'd do the eye roll. But somewhere in that experience, the roots began to form. I think that's why I feel so at home now that I'm in this way of study. When I say calling all mothers, I'm talking about those who nurture someone, but especially the youth of today. They need it, don't they? Think about what's going on. Think about the news. Think about all the turmoil and how that must be affecting their minds. We need to be the ones they turn to. We need to be the ones that stand strong. We need to be the ones that show up as love in their lives. How do we do that? We have to find it for ourselves, right? We have to find it within ourselves. If we want them to come up forgiving, then we must forgive. We have to guard the language that we use. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we have so many scenarios today. Gender lines are mixed. What are the characteristics of a nurturer, of a mother? Well, the main one is to take time, and this might seem like you're being stingy, but it's not. It's to take time to know first and foremost what you are. You are a spiritual being having this human experience. And when you know that, you walk a different path. You walk a path of truth. You do the best you can be to be the best you can be. And guess who's looking? Those little ones. They're watching, they're looking to see how you're handling things. It's funny because my niece, when she was very little, I guess she was maybe about 2 years old, very inquisitive. I would do things, and the next thing I turned around, she'd be right there, you know? Like, I might be plugging something into an electrical socket, and here's those lights right there to see what I'm doing. And the next thing I know, I turn around, she's got a stick or something trying to plug it in. They watch us. Even as an adult, they watch us. We want to be what? The perfect example of the Christ that we can be. At least that's my goal. How about you? I want to walk the walk. I want to talk the talk. I don't want to have to Well, you always have to discipline them, right? But if you do it in a way where they learn, if you do it in the gentle way, who's our example? Jesus Christ. I know many times he probably wanted to, but he always was quiet spoken and taught by example. So I want to give you just a couple of things here, some examples. Well, first I want to give you something about Myrtle Fillmore, because this is really, Myrtle Fillmore is the co-founder of the Unity Movement. And we all think of her, especially if you've been to the village before and been in the rooms that she passed through, you think of her as a mother image. She was a mother to all. And she was so much, my mother had to have read some of her stuff, because this sounds so much like my mother. And it's in the book called Myrtle, Mother of Unity by Thomas Witherspoon. And it's a little comical because her son Royal went off to school. And Royal must have been a character because he was always writing home for money. Typical child. And he would begin his letters with things like, "Dear Ma, Dad, and Company." And some letters were brief. He would say, "I shall arrive Thursday. Kill the fatted calf. I mean to go ape." Well, Mrs. Fillmore always indulged her youngest son. And she sent him money, and every letter that she communicated to him with. But she always tried to teach a lesson in the letter. She told him that, "You are no cheap boy. You are fearless and free." I thought that was really neat. And then he was having trouble with one of his instructors. And she wrote to him and said, "Goliath," she said, "take this affirmation into the classroom and stand before your Goliath the way David did. I am fearless and free." And she told him to rejoice in his Greek studies, love his instructor until his instructor loved him back. So that's a great role model to follow, Myrtle, the mother of Fillmore, because she always tried to back things up with just a little special touch, a little lesson in there, a little seed planted in there. Another thing I want to read to you is, this is a poem for a mother by Champagne Baker. And those of you who are nurturers and mothers, just let these words, think about these words, because these children look up to you. The poem begins, "You are the sunlight in my day. You are the moon I see far away. You are the tree I lean upon. You are the one that makes troubles be gone. You are the one who taught me how not to fight and what is right. You are the words inside my song. You're my love, my life, my mom. You are the one who cares for me. You are the eyes that help me see. You are the one who knows me best when it's time to have fun and time to rest. You are the one who helped me to dream. You hear my heart. You hear my screams. Afraid of life but looking for love, I'm blessed for God sent you from above. You are my friend, my heart, my soul. You are the greatest friend I know. And you know who that sounds like to me? God, the greatest nurturer ever. The light, the sun, the moon, we are connected. This is a good example. If you're doing what Spirit is leading you to do in raising children and being example, then this is what you're going to hear. You are the moon. I'm blessed God sent you from above. And I'm blessed that the vessel through which I came through to be here on this earth plane was blessed enough to have raised me in love and in peace. Hope that's true for you also. But if not, remember what I said. Leave the past behind. Start a new day. Be a new example. Let this go forth, a new line in your family. Forgiving, loving, and in creating an environment of peace. I hope that's true for you, because it sure is true for me. Let's pray. We want to begin by saying the prayer given us by Jesus Christ together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So take a deep breath for a moment. You can close your eyes or focus on the candle up here. But let's breathe in that breath of the Creator. We are in the presence of Spirit on this day of special celebration, which we know Mother's Day, it can be celebrated every day of the week as you give thanks for the mother in your world, as you give thanks for the nurturer in your world, as you give thanks for those who have embraced you, and as you give thanks for the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout you. We know that we are truly blessed to have been transported to this earth plane through the vessels chosen by us. In each relationship, there is a learning process, and dear God, we take nothing for granted. We thank you by the lessons that we have learned from the mothers of the world. We know that there have been many, but this morning, each one of us are giving honor to the mother that raised us. Whether it be through the naturalness of birth or through being chosen to be raised and to be loved by another. We know it matters not what form or shape. All that matters is that the love of you resides in them. It is said, dear God, that children are to be raised to walk in your way and in your light. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. Holy Spirit, we know that in this moment, right here, no matter where that mother figure is that was in our lives, the essence of them is evident because it is expressed in each and every one of them. And we know that you created them to bring forth expressions of you to this earth plane and to let them grow strong and tall in the image and likeness that they were created. And so today we give you thanks. And we take a moment to soak in the meaning of the day, those who we want to hold in this light and love, those who we honor today. And we do so for just a moment, individually, in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing that we are blessed. And for this and all things, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.